Mahmoud's Diary, June 19, 1912, New York. As Abdu'l-Bahá is to go to Montclair tomorrow, he bade farewell to the friends. Today he admonished and encouraged the friends, exhorting them to love and unity and to refrain from differences and disagreements. Then at the request of Miss Julia Thompson, he went to the photography studio, where several photographs were taken. As she is an artist herself, she drew Abdu'l-Bahá's likeness with her own hands in a few days. Many people were present in the afternoon. Abdu'l-Bahá spoke with a minister about the prosperity of humankind and the oneness of the world of humanity. Mrs. Smith, a member of one of the distinguished families in Philadelphia, had recently embraced the cause and had requested a Persian name. She was given the name Tabandeh, Light Giver, by the Master. As she had a headache, he prescribed some medication for her, saying, "You must always be happy. You must associate with joyous and happy people, and be adorned with divine morals. Happiness has a direct influence on preserving our health, while being upset causes illness. The basis of eternal happiness is spirituality and divine virtue, which is not followed by sorrow. But physical happiness is subject to a thousand changes and vicissitudes. Have you heard the story of the emperor who looked into the mirror and became very sad and despondent? He said, 'Oh, what a healthy and vigorous body I had, but how worn it has become now. What a handsome face I had, but how ugly it has become now. What graceful stature I had, but how bent my body has become with age.' Thus he spoke one by one of the physical conditions of his youth and expressed his sadness at their loss. Such is the end of the physical happiness."